Hare Krishna. Question, in Bhagavad Gita 3.4, what is the difference between giving up action and renunciation? So the Bhagavad Gita 3.4 is Karmanam Narambha Nishkarmyam Purushoshnute Nichasanyasana Deva Siddhim Samadhi Gacchati. So basically what the Bhagavad Gita is stating here is that na karmana anarambhan, that by not doing work, naishkarmyam purusho snute. So na naishkarmyam, that na comes over here, that one will not become, one will be free from karmic bondage. One will not come to the stage of naishkarmyam, not come to the stage of not doing karma. And the next line says, nacha sanyasana deva. And nor is it that by taking sannyas, siddhim samadhi gacchati, one will not attain siddhi, that is perfection. Now, what does this? What do these two lines refer to? They are two related points. The essential common denominator in both is that simply by rejection or negation or inaction, one cannot come to perfection. Now, the two have slight difference of emphasis, and the first, the emphasis is on just giving up activity. Na karmana anarambha. So Arjuna is saying that, oh, if I fight, I will engage in, I'll be doing bad karma, and I don't want karmic reactions, so therefore I'll not fight. So Krishna says, na karmana anarambha naishkarmyam purushoshnute. It is not by just by avoiding activity one can avoid reaction. Because if one is in a particular position, then inaction can also be culpable. Now, if the police stay inactive while, say, terrorists are running, while, say, rioters are, say, committing riots and assaulting and killing people, then the police are culpable. Although they have done nothing, by doing nothing, they have become culpable. So what Krishna is saying, Arjuna, for a kshatriya like you, who has a responsibility to act as a martial guardian of society and protect people, inaction in the face of adharmic aggressors is culpable. So that just by avoiding doing activity, one will not stay free from karma, because not doing activity can also be karmically implicating. And the second part is nacha sanyasana deva. The first part is just not doing activity. Second is actually taking up another order. So as a kshatriya, if one gives up one's activity, that is bad. But if one decides, okay, I am a grahastha now, I will become a renunciate. And then I will not have to be bound. Nacha sanyasana deva. Krishna says, no, just by taking sannyas, siddhim samadhi gacchati. One does not attain perfection. It is renunciation. It can be a vehicle towards perfection. It is not itself perfection. It is not that just by becoming renounced, one becomes liberated or perfected or purified. And so in the next verse, Krishna will talk about how if somebody is renunciate, giving up sense object externally, but is internally contemplating on sense gratification, then such a person is very unfortunate. Such a person is mithyachari, is a pretender, and is misleading oneself and misleading the world. So the first is talking about just giving up action without changing one's position. That is, na karmana anarambha naishkarmyam purushoshnute na cha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati, refers to giving up, changing one's position. But it is not that changing, just the change of position doesn't lead to change of disposition. It does not automatically purify us, and purification requires the following of a proper process. So the two are both connected in the sense that just giving up activity or giving up mental activity or giving up mental positions is itself no guarantee of protection from material bondage or progress towards liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.